The most authoritative source of Tibaldi's works in the Marche, Vasari considered him a master of high expectation and wonderful ingenuity. He is constantly making more and more progress and advancing towards perfection. In particular, his words extol the qualities of the artist, who, like a new Michelangelo, divided his energies between painting, sculpture, and architecture, creating important works not only in the sanctuary of Loreto, but also in Ancona, where he was employed to rebuild the fortifications. In these years, he travelled widely and worked hard to keep up the contacts he had made in search of new scope and commissions. Returning to Ancona, Tibaldi engaged in the reconstruction of the Loggia dei Mercanti, destroyed by a fire which a few years earlier had hosted the unfortunate lottery of Lotto's works. The commission included the painting and model decoration of the room, which was regrettably damaged in World War II. To this day, it remains the only surviving example of Tibaldi's works in stucco. The decisive event in these years was the patronage of the future Pope Pius IV and his nephew Charles Borromeo, who was papal governor of Ancona at various times. Loreto and Ancona brought Tibaldi important professional opportunities to express his undisputed design skills as well as a marked artistic flexibility, as he explored multiple artistic media, from painting to model decoration, from sculpture to architecture. It is significant that the Marche were, by their historical nature, a region of cultural encounters and exchanges. For Tibaldi, it was a welcoming place, as it had been for Lorenzo Lotto in two different periods. The fresco of the beheading of the Baptist, despite its precarious state of preservation, undoubtedly reveals traces of Michelangelo's influence in its composition, in the effect of light and the grandiose gestures of the figures. It was considered the achievement of an artist capable of interpreting religious subjects in innovative and dynamic ways. If you would like to hear further insights into the influences between Lorenzo Lotto and Pellegrino Tibaldi, please press key number 12.